Hello from CNN, I'm Joe Beck, with the five things you need to know for Friday, April 19th.
The United States has not been involved in any offensive operations.
That's Secretary of State Antony Blinken, after a U.S. official told CNN that Israel had launched a strike on Iran.
Our focus has been on, of course, making sure that Israel can effectively defend itself, but also de-escalating tensions, avoiding conflict.
A senior U.S. official says the U.S. was given advance notice yesterday of an intended strike in the coming days, but did not endorse the response. An Iranian official says air defenses intercepted three drones in central Iran, with multiple state-aligned news agencies reporting that nuclear sites in the area were secure. Although Israel did not publicly comment on the attack, a regional intelligence source tells CNN direct state-to-state strikes between the two enemies are now over. It's day four of Donald Trump's hush money trial, and the former president has slammed the case for keeping him off the campaign trail.
So instead of being in Pennsylvania or Georgia or North Carolina or lots of other places today, I'm sitting in a courthouse all day long.
The 12 jurors for the trial have now been selected, and today a number of alternates are expected to be chosen. That means opening arguments could start as early as Monday. Here's Trump again speaking outside the courtroom.
The gag order has to come off. People are allowed to speak about me, and I have a gag order.
Trump has been banned from talking publicly about people involved in the case, members of the court, or their families, after he attacked people online. In a big win for climate and environmental advocates, the Biden administration has finalized a ban on drilling for fossil fuels that covers nearly half of the National Petroleum Reserve in Alaska. It will block oil drilling on more than 13 million acres in the Western Arctic, including about 40% of the land in a remote area that's home to protected animals like polar bears. But some Alaska natives are critical of the drilling ban, saying they depend on the tax revenue from oil drilling to fund schools and basic services. The ban will also likely lead Republicans to accuse President Joe Biden of failing to prioritize American energy independence and driving up the price of gas. A Maryland high school student has been charged with threat of mass violence after police say evidence shows he was planning a school shooting. Officials say 18-year-old Alex Yee was arrested earlier this week after authorities discovered a 129-page document they claim he wrote.
In the document, he writes about targeting his former elementary school because little kids make easier targets. He strategized on how to access the easiest classrooms in his high school and how he would be able to sneak a gun into the school.
According to an arrest warrant, authorities learned about it following an exchange he had with an unidentified person over Instagram messaging. The person said they felt a school shooting was, quote, imminent. The warrant also says Yee referred to the writings as his memoir, which begins with a disclaimer that it is a work of fiction. Police say they were notified by the FBI about Yee's alleged writings, which prompted a joint investigation.
Yee also wrote that he wanted to become a serial killer instead of a mass murderer because serial killers are romanticized a lot more.
Yee is being held awaiting a bond hearing. It's not clear if he has an attorney. Coming up, TikTok is in the hot seat again. In the coming days, House lawmakers are voting on a foreign aid package to help Israel and Ukraine. But yesterday, Republicans added a bill that could lead to a nationwide TikTok ban. An earlier version of the bill sailed through the House last month, but got bogged down in the Senate. Now, GOP lawmakers are hoping that including it in the foreign aid package will force the Senate to vote on it quickly. The bill would ban TikTok from US app stores, unless it's separated from its China-based parent company ByteDance within 9 months. In China, meanwhile, Apple has followed government orders and removed WhatsApp and Threads from its app store in the country. That's all for now. Our next episode is at 3 p.m. Eastern.